right. PM February 12th, 1969, Bukowski, one side only, reel number 5 5 5. Lamp on each side, me in the middle. Nice little studio I've got here. Okay. Sick old man. Shot of red eye. I used to hold my social security card up in the air, he told me. But I was so small I couldn't see it, all those big guys around. You mean the place with the big green screen, I asked. Yeah. Well, anyhow, I finally got on the other day picking tomatoes, and Jesus Christ, I couldn't get anywhere. It was too hot, and I couldn't get anything in my sack. So I laid under the truck in the shade, you know, and drank wine. I didn't make a dime. Have a drink, I said. Sure, he said. Sure. Two big women came in, and I mean big, and they sat next to us.
Shot of red eye,
one of them said to the bartender.
Likewise,
said the other. They pulled their dresses up around their hips and swung their legs. I think I'm going mad, I told my friend from the tomato fields. Jesus, he said. Jesus and Mary, I can't believe what I see. It's all there, I said.
You a fighter?
The one next to me asked. No, I said.
What happened to your face?
Automobile accident on the San Bernardino Freeway. Some drunk jumped the divider. I was the drunk.
How old are you, Daddy?
Old enough to slice the melon, I said, tapping my cigar ashes into my beer to give me strength.
Can you buy a melon?
She asked. Have you ever been chased across the Mojave and raped?
No,
she said. I pulled out my last 20 and, with an old man's virile abandon, ordered 4 drinks. Both girls smiled and pulled their dresses higher, if possible.
Who's your friend?
They asked. This is Lord Chesterfield, I told them.
Pleased to meet you,
they said. Hello, bitches, he answered. We walked through the Third Street tunnel to a green hotel. The girls had a key. There was one bed, and we all got in. I don't know, who got who. The next morning, my friend and I were down at the farm labor market on San Pedro Street, holding up and waving our Social Security cards. They couldn't see his. I was the last one on the truck. A big woman stood up against me. She smelled like port wine.
"Honey," she asked, "whatever happened to your face?"
"Fairgrounds, a dancing bear who didn't."
"Bullshit,"
she said. "Maybe so," I said, "but get your hand out from around my balls. Everybody's looking." When we got to the fields, the sun was really up, and the world looked terrible.